Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 224. Whenever someone in the medical field, maybe by a medical practitioner or by a medical investigation, diagnoses a disease for you or for your dear and near ones, it is important to identify the tissue or organ involved. According to the knowledge given to us by Dr. Hammer through GNM, we will be able to correlate with the brain relay and finally to the biological conflict. This much knowledge every individual on earth should acquire. All our basic educational programs should contain GNM knowledge in all levels of education, starting from very early childhood. Before starting with today's topic, these thoughts flashed into my mind. Even after being a medical practitioner for about 30 long years, I was not knowing exactly the difference between arthritis and rheumatism in the right manner. Ordinary people come and tell about their similar complaints using a common name derived from Ayurvedic medicine, Vata. There are different types of vadas. It is understood and doctors used to tell to the patients their condition as this or that type of vadas. During the early part of my homeopathy practice, the diagnosis was not considered as very important. Only symptoms were given importance. After learning GNM only, I could differentiate the exact difference between arthritis and an acute joint rheumatism. It was really an eye-opening information for me. Today we are going to learn arthritis under the biological special program of joints like hip, knee, shoulder, elbow, fingers, etc. As the name implies, arthritis occurs during the healing of any such joint with inflammation. Here we are discussing an organ that is derived from pneumesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla. The fluid in the edema that develops during the healing, especially of major joints like knee or shoulder, pushes through the cartilage into the joint as its transudative effusion. This fluid becomes increased with excessive water retention. This condition is usually termed wrongly as acute joint rheumatism. The word rheumatism is in reality a medical condition that occurs during the program of the periosteum. We will learn the biological special program of the periosteum while considering the organs and tissues that are derived from the ectoderm and hence controlled from the cerebral cortex. Just remember now that the biological conflict of periosteum is a severe separation conflict, and the hypersensitivity that occurs during the conflict active phase of the SBS of the periosteum with its neuralgic pains is commonly referred to as rheumatism. Coming back to the arthritis, here the swelling is causing pain during the healing of a joint, and the swelling is due to the transudative effusion that comes into the joint by pushing through the cartilage. Similar transudative effusions we saw earlier while discussing the pleura and peritoneum, where the effusion was from the healing of adjacent ribs or sternum. Suppose the conflict of severe self-devaluation conflict linked to a particular joint becomes hanging or lapsed, the transudative fluid also becomes increased, making the joint more swollen. Then the joint becomes red and hot in addition to its swelling. Usually in medical practice, without understanding the whole of the biological special program, such joints are often punctured for explorative purposes, thereby causing larger osteosarcomas. Conventional medicine calls such cases as malignant cancers and declare as of very poor prognosis. In reality, such developments of red, hot and swollen joints can be brought back to normal with the resolution of the corresponding severe self-devaluation conflict. Also, while the bones are getting healed or during the healing phase of bones, the edema may get leaked through the periosteal membrane, causing swellings outside their periosteum. Such swellings, if happen in the groin or around the upper part of femur, they are wrongly considered by conventional medicine as a blood clot or thrombus. Friends, the conventional medicine goes on explaining every so-called physical disease condition in a materialistic manner. It is a matter of disheartenment or disappointment for me to see that my homeopathic colleagues repeat the same things mugged up from their textbooks, forgetting that homeopathy is basically a dynamic science with a proper consideration of the psyche and its conflicts. Please learn GNM well. My best wishes to all of you. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.